Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the latest news on Sunday, the 23rd of October, 2022. There are new language pages this week about Wapishana, a northern Arawakan language spoken in Guyana and Brazil, and Ketengban, an eastern Mek language spoken in Highland Papua province of Indonesia. There's a new constructed script called Hygevelian, which was created in 2020 by the developers of the Minecraft online role-playing game called Windcraft, and is used to write English and Irish in the game. There's a new adapted script called Glagonyol, which is a way to write Spanish with the Glagolitic alphabet, devised by Rodrigo Bustamente Solano. There are new numbers pages in Dawan or Uameto, a Timoric language spoken in East Nusa Tenggara province on the island of West Timor in Indonesia, Ngalum, an Ok language spoken in Papua province of Indonesia and in Sandaun province of Papua New Guinea, Lepki, a South Pawasi language spoken in Western New Guinea, Mao or Emela, an Angami Puchuri language spoken in Manipur and Nagaland in the northeast of India, and Ketengban, which you already mentioned. There are new Tower of Babel translations in Panoma, Tobelo, Termanu, Una, Rampi, Gorontalo, Saluan, Mentawi, Bangi, and Sangirese. There's a new page of silly phrases, mostly from Duolingo in Scottish Gaelic. There's a new article about four Nordic languages around the Baltic Sea, Finsk, Åländsk, Malax, and Estonian Swedish. There's a new Omniglot blog post about the Scots word snoozle, which means to snooze or doze, or to nuzzle, poke with the nose, or snuggle, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Hesen Erkin'nin akşe, Veçin'nin hinnivası Hesvolde, Hesen'nin üç akşe ba, Hesen kalamcayda çimenkolayda, Hesen'nin akşe Hesvolde.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in the northwest of China. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Boro, or Bodo, a member of the Sal branch of the Sino-Tibetan language family spoken in the northeast of India and in eastern Nepal. There's a new Celtiadir post about words for peace, fairies, and related things in Celtic languages. On the Celtic Pathways podcast this week, we look into the origins of words for sacks, bags, bellies, and related things in Celtic languages, and discover that the English words bulge, bilge, and budget have Celtic roots. In this week's Adventure in Etymology, we tell tales about the origin of the word spell. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.